Hey.
Mahal.
Yeah. How are you? How are you? Good to see you. How are you? How are you folks? How goes it here? How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Good to see you guys. All right.
Hello, Tom.
Your name?
I'm Mike.
Mike.
Just here for sound.
Good. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. Hey, now I'm going to warn y'all, I'm Mike tonight, so if you come up and talk to me, remember, you're going to be recorded. So just an FYI to all of you. Hey, what a great night. And how about a big thank you to Pops for hosting this? Yeah. Just awesome. Are we going to stop big government socialism right here in Wisconsin? Yeah. Yes, yes. Are we going to turn Wisconsin red in November, huh? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's crazy what's out there, isn't it? This is truly going to be crazy versus common sense in this election, isn't it? You know, are we flyover country? No, we're not flyover country. Are we the backbone of America? Yes, we are the backbone. You betcha. We are the backbone of America right here. You know, our foundries, they defended America. Our farms fed America, and our forests built America, didn't they? America's success is intertwined with Wisconsin's success, isn't it? Yes, it is. And, you know, I think about the life that my wife Chris and I have been able to lead up in the beautiful Northwoods of Wisconsin after growing up on the farm in western Wisconsin. Hey, by the way, how do you like my mom? Yeah. No, we've had a lot of fun doing those commercials with my brothers and sisters, my mom, and all the rest. But I settled in the Northwoods. That's where I met my wife Chris, and we built a life in the Northwoods. We've been able to achieve the American dream here in Wisconsin. We owned our own business for 20 years when we served tens of thousands of people on wilderness cruises out in one of the most beautiful places you'll find in Wisconsin, up on the Willow Flowage. We were just so blessed. We were blessed with three daughters who are now all out of the house, but they were able to go to the local public schools, got a great education, and we were just so blessed to raise them up in Wisconsin's Northwoods. We achieved the American dream right here in Wisconsin, and the commitment that I make to all of you is that your children and your grandchildren are going to be able to achieve their dreams in Wisconsin also when I become your next governor. But that dream's slipping away here in Wisconsin, isn't it? Yes, it is slipping away. You look at what our current governor has done. He's vetoed bills like preventing child sex grooming. He's vetoed bills that would allow China to be able to buy farmland, that would prevent China from buying farmland here in Wisconsin. He has stopped audits of all of our state agencies as we've seen the massive fraud across the United States, including in our neighbors over in Minnesota. And when I sent a letter to him, he refused to enforce those anti-fraud measures that are stealing your money as taxpayers, but more than that, is stealing the future for people who are disabled and stuff like that, that may not get those services now as a result of the fraud that goes on. But buckle up if we get one of the candidates that they've put up, because if you think it's bad now, just wait. Think about Mandela Barnes, one of the leading candidates. He said the founding of America was awful, terrible. And the leading candidate that's out there right now, she has said she supports abolishing the Senate, abolishing prisons, abolishing the police, abolishing our borders. That is who is leading the Democrat primary right now. And I can tell you, I refuse, when I become your next governor, I refuse to allow Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to become Wisconsin's way of life. It ends. It ends when I become your governor. But it is the difference between crazy and common sense. That's crazy. I'm going to bring common sense. First thing we're going to do, very first day, we're going to end the 400-year property tax increase. We're going to get control of your property taxes. Yes. We're going to audit every corner of the state government. We're going to root out the fraud and waste that steals from you and steals from people who need those services. Audits for all of the state agencies are coming. We are going to make energy affordable in Wisconsin. We've had skyrocketing energy prices, over $2 billion of increases in the last 8 years. And it's because we've went to intermittent sources of power, destroying our farmland. We are going to stop the destruction of our beautiful farmland in Wisconsin, turning it into those intermittent sources of power like wind and solar. It's done when I become your governor. We're going to protect our farmland. We are not going to close any baseload sources of power, and we're going to embrace nuclear energy once again here in Wisconsin using the latest new technologies that are out there. Moms, you are going to be called moms in the state budget, not inseminated persons. Yes. Yes. And we are going to make homeownership affordable. We are going to make homeownership affordable by reducing your property taxes, making sure your energy rates do not go up. And we are going to do a red tape reset so that we can save you money on your permits and your building costs by reining in the Department of Natural Resources and the other agencies that drive up our costs by having excessive permitting. We're going to do all that. You betcha is right. So, we're going to take some questions here, but if you want to get results, if you want to get results that are informed by Wisconsin's good old common sense from places like Muskego and my hometown of Elmwood, way over on the west side of the state, and if you want those results with common sense and have the leadership you deserve that can unlock the potential of the state of Wisconsin, then follow us. Follow us as we make Wisconsin one of the great states in America once again. Are you ready? This is great. All righty. Hey, whenever we do these tavern talks, I always like to take questions. So I'm happy to take a few questions from all of you if you have anything you'd like to ask, and be happy to answer your questions. Yes, sir.
Why have only 15 of the hundreds of thousands of illegal zones been prosecuted?
Repeat that.
Only 15 of the hundreds of thousands of illegal zones have been prosecuted.
His question is, only 15 of the hundreds of thousands of illegal votes that have been cast have been prosecuted. Is that correct?
Yes. What you said on January 5th.
We are going to make sure that we have election integrity here in the state of Wisconsin. You saw what happened out in New Jersey, right? Last week, the story that broke. 6,600 illegal aliens registered to vote in the state of New Jersey. 400 of them have already cast ballots. And that's why I voted for election integrity. When I was in the legislature, including with some of my colleagues that were here tonight that I used to serve with, that's why we passed photo ID, to make sure that we have election integrity. And I also believe the Save America Act should pass that provides for both photo ID and that you make sure that you're a citizen of the United States to be able to vote here. You bet.
Socialism is and Sharia law, because people don't know. I don't know if you have an opportunity to do that on stage.
Let me just talk briefly about what you talk. So the question by this woman here was in regards to explain what socialism is. Let me paint a picture for you of what socialism is. The last major country in the world that adopted socialism was about 30 years ago. It was Venezuela. And within 10 years, people were so destitute that the average Venezuelan had lost 17 pounds. In other words, they were almost starving to death. But you know what was even worse than that? They were eating the zoo animals. Does that tell you everything you need to know about socialism when the people have to eat the zoo animals in their country? Let's not do that in Wisconsin. So the question is, in regards to Sharia law, we've seen some communities try to adopt it around the country. I don't know if it's happened here in Wisconsin. Not that I've seen yet, but... So, Sharia law is antithetical to the founding of this country. And so... we should not adopt that. We have one law in the state of Wisconsin, and that is the laws of the state of Wisconsin that are that follow from our constitution in the state of Wisconsin. And we should always do that, regardless of what anybody tries to impart on us, whether it's communism, socialism, whatever. We need to make sure that we stay free people. Free people with opportunity equals prosperity, and that's what I'll be fighting for every day. Let me answer your question there. So his question is, how are we going to win over voters? How are we going to get to 50 plus one, right? How are we going to get a majority of voters to be on our side? And it is to deliver a very clear message to people. So there's three critical components to a campaign in my mind: money, messaging, manpower. First of all, the manpower, it's right over there. All those guys and gals over there that have been knocking doors and all the rest. You know, yes, give them a hand. And by the way, if you want to sign up to help them, they'd be happy to take your name down. Am I right? Yes. We have done over 200,000 doors. We're closing in on 250,000 doors that we've done already in this campaign. We expect to be up to 1 million doors by the end of this campaign, going out meeting people, and specifically the people that you mentioned, someone that's undecided, someone that's independent. They may be someone that is, they may identify as Democrat, but they're not a crazy Democrat. We're going and we're knocking on their doors and delivering the message that we can have a prosperous Wisconsin if we just do the right things here and reverse course from the things that are failing us. So we're delivering that message every day with the manpower that we have. Second of all is the messaging. We're very clear in our messaging. We lose as Republicans when we play the Democrat light game, because they're going to vote for the real thing, right? So I hope you follow our social media. We paint the clear contrast every day, and we point out when our opponents say something that's untrue. Because I pointed out how Francesca Hong said she would abolish the Senate. She said it. She wrote it. And they came out today. Her spokesperson came out today and said, no, she never said that. She doesn't believe in it and all the right. What did we do? We brought the goods. We showed. She said that she wanted to abolish the Senate. We do that every single day to make sure that the truth is getting to the people of Wisconsin, and the truth is going to win in November. Yes. And finally, the Democrats have had a big advantage on money, in many of the campaigns in the last decade, right? I mean, there's many campaigns we Republicans have been outspent. I mean, give the Democrats credit. They went to Silicon Valley and they went to Hollywood and they got millions and millions of dollars. Well, I can tell you, we're going to compete. And the main reason we're going to compete is because of people like you. We have over 10,000 people from all corners of Wisconsin that have contributed to this campaign, amounts large and small. I look at those donor lists every week. There's people giving $25 and $50, hundreds of them from across the state of Wisconsin. They know what's at stake. They're giving everything that they can. And that's one of the ways in which we're going to win. And also, we have a 72-county strategy. We're not ignoring Milwaukee County. We are not ignoring Dane County. There's times that we have not competed in Dane County. Where was I today? I was in Dane County winning votes. All righty, who's next? Yes, sir.
What's your position on the data centers?
What's my positions on data centers? It's very similar in regards to wind and solar. We will not convert any of our farmland. We should not be converting it when it's subsidized like it has been. Our farmland is so precious in Wisconsin, we should make sure that it's used for agriculture. But no data centers unless they... first of all, we should end the subsidies that Governor Evers signed into law a couple years ago. The people that own the data centers, they do not need subsidies. Subsidies come from you, the average taxpayer in Wisconsin. They should not be getting money from you in order to be able to build a data center. We're going to make sure that there's no non-disclosure agreements. You have to be transparent in regards to the negotiations that go on about this. And there must be local control. Local input is required. You should have a say on whether a data center is being built or not. And of course, no subsidies to convert productive farmland here in Wisconsin. Yes, sir. No. Way back. We got to get through the first round. Yes.
Give credit for anything. Because more than half of that money is ours. And that's how Trump got elected.
Fair enough. Okay, we'll take right here. Yeah, go ahead.
What impacts, positive or negative, have global tariffs brought to Wisconsin farmers?
The question is regards to what positive impacts have
come.
What's that? One of the good things in regards to tariffs for farmers is we finally had a president that was willing to take on countries that have foisted unfair trade on America. Did you know that Canada has up to 300% tariffs on dairy products? Up to 300%. One of our leading trade partners, and they try to keep Wisconsin dairy out of their country. Let's give you a couple success stories. I was just over in Dane County, as I mentioned earlier. Now, this is not agricultural, but they talked about how they do powder coating over there. They said one of the primary people that they work for has brought more of their manufacturing back from Europe here to America. Harley-Davidson just announced 2 weeks ago they're going to bring more of their manufacturing back to America, including to the plant up where I live, near where I live up in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. So it's time that somebody stood up for American workers here in America, and that's exactly what has happened. Rather than having this so-called free trade that has cost us so many jobs, look at the Janesville factory, the GM factory. I think about the cabinet maker up in Sheboygan that had to close as a result of that so-called free trade. I think about the paper mill up in Niagara in northern Wisconsin. Free trade was not fair trade, and it's about time the people of America had someone that would stand up for them. And by the way, We also, and I was one of them that stood up for the working people of America, when we put in place no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, and no taxes on your Social Security at the federal level. And I'm going to do the same thing when I become governor. We're going to put no taxes on tips and overtime for working class people here in Wisconsin. All right, folks, I'm going to close it up here. Thank you. Thank you so much that all of you had come out. Find a way to help us. Wisconsin's at stake here in 2026. We're going to decide, are we going to go the route of Minnesota and Illinois? Are we going to be like California and New York, where people are bailing out of those states left and right? Are we going to be one of the great states in America? I believe we can be one of the great states in America once again. Follow us. We're going to take you there. Thank you so much. Oh, okay.
You can do that now, or can you check it? It's up to you.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
I have a concern about foreign nationals purchasing large swaths of land in Wisconsin. Is there some type of legislation that's begun that you would support?
We're going to stop that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to make sure, especially some of the sensitive places, make sure that especially China or Chinese interests are not buying up our land, especially our farmland. So, yeah.
And Arab countries, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good to know. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for all you're doing. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What would you think about eliminating the unions from our public schools?